Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. You already know who it is here with Built for War Boxing. Logging on to you guys. I don't know where you guys are, but I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania slash New York, because I bounce back and forth. My family lives in New York. I live in Pennsylvania. But holy shh. I don't know the age range, so I'm not going to keep cursing on this. I curse occasionally. But, God, man, this rainstorm is crazy. It is a rainstorm over here that you won't believe. You would not believe. So, here's just a little insight on how my boxing brain works. I'm driving here, and two things happen, obviously. My mind is just always fixated and always working and thinking about combat and about fighting, right? So I'm here driving, and at one point I'm driving behind this one kind of SUV, not a truck, but I'm driving behind that one. In front of him is a big huge ass truck, and on the right lane next to both of us is a big huge ass 16-wheeler truck. And in this storm, which without the motherfucking trucks there, we have enough rain splashing and giving our windshield wipers enough work out here. But with these trucks on the side, it's like being in the middle of fucking Hurricane Maria. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. But so I'm in there, and I was like, man, it's crazy how you can relate anything to combat. I'm in this storm, as you would say, because of these cars. And really, I had really only one option, which is really pretty much slow down and wait till those cars kind of went ahead and moved around so I can drive around them, because I couldn't get it around the SUV because he was stuck by this truck, and you know, the truck on the right was blocking me. So it just reminded me of an exchange, just like, you know, just in any exchanges you have danger, high danger. You can play with it if you want and be in the middle, but ultimately you got to find your ways to get in and out, you know, out of the storm, as you would say, you know. And also, I was driving here and damn got splashed, and like my eyes reacted because the water came and almost splashed the windshield, almost killed me. Didn't almost kill me, you know what I'm saying, but it caught my attention, and I, by the grace of God, I didn't react with any other part of my body besides my eyes, where I blinked, you know. I could have, like, because it was a huge amount of water that came out of nowhere. So I could have, like, you know, moved, ducked, or moved my arm, moved the wheel, you know, try to get out the way kind of thing. Which also left me to have a fight process and relate that to fighting. In that, I noticed I do that, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. Like I said, you know, exchanges are it's almost like gambling. You got to see if you're going to hold them or fold them. You know, sometimes you can't be in the exchange, and it's not your hand. It's not your hand to put those cards down, and you back out. You know what I'm saying? You back out, and you live to fight in another exchange, in another point, in another minute, in another point of that round. You know what I'm saying? But similar to that, when you are in those exchanges, ultimately, the most deciding factor within those exchanges is ensuring that you remain composed. That you don't overreact, that you don't underreact, that you don't, you know what I'm saying, that you're able to have the reaction that you intend to have, you know? A lot of times that'll happen to me when I'm sparring. I'll be in there similar to that. If there was no windshield here, that water would have splashed me dead in my face. I would have blinked, but ultimately I stayed focused and I looked at the road and I said, I'm blinking, whatever, my ultimate focus is to focus on the driving. You know, I have to focus on driving. If I'm over here driving and I get splashed by water, I could have been in another world thinking about a whole bunch of other things. That would have caught me off guard. I would be like, oh shit, boom, turn the wheel, crash into a car, you know, flip my car, whatever. Anything could have happened if I would have overreacted there and not been focused on the task at hand, which was driving, right? So a lot of times that'll happen in sparring. You know, guys will be there, get in the middle of exchanges, they won't be on that focus. They won't have that focus. A guy will faint and they'll hard react. If anybody knows a little bit about boxing, if you got a guy reacting hard to your feints, you're pretty much in charge. You know what I'm saying? Control, you know what I'm saying? A guy, shout out to Barry Robinson of A Million Styles Boxing. Control is fun. Control is fundamental. You know what I'm saying? If you're not in control, then you're not having fun, obviously. So if you got a guy reacting hard to your feints, you're in control. If you're composed enough to be in the middle of exchanges, to be able to perceive the distance and perceive the timing and try to gauge maybe the next attack, that'll allow you to react the appropriate way. You know what I'm saying? Where similar to that, where similar to in a situation where if I was going to get splashed, I don't move. I'm staying there. If I'm going to get hit, I might get hit with a couple shots, but ultimately I'm focusing on my offense. I'm focusing on setting up a shot, or I'm focusing on backing the guy up, pressure, taking the middle of the ring. You know what I'm saying? If I have a certain focus, I can't allow what he's doing to take me out of my focus. I have to be cognizant. I have to be defensively responsible and aware of what he's doing. But I can't allow what he's doing to dictate what I'm doing. I have to have a goal, and I have to shoot for that goal, and I have to focus and maintain my focus and my objective aligned with that goal. Whatever that is, whatever my game plan is at that moment in sparring or in that bout. That leads me to talk a little bit about one bout that I am so excited about, that I am incredibly excited to see how it plays out. Bottle Jack versus my man, who isn't active enough, but is such a killer. And that's one going to be one deciding factor in this battle also. My man, let me just say his name real quick. My man, Adonis Stevenson, you know, Superman. He's just not active enough, and he's getting up there in age. So it'll be interesting to see against a guy, Battle Jack has been putting in work, and not just any kind of work. Battle Jack has been competing against the top super middleweights right now in the division. The top super middleweights, you know? Top super middleweights and light heavies. I'm sorry. Top super middleweights when he was a super middleweight and now light heavyweights. He's been putting in work, and he has a great, great style to be able to give Adonis Stevenson a lot of problems, especially Adonis Stevenson, who might not be as sharp or as on point as he is when he's active. You know, Adonis Stevenson has a very unique style, a southpaw style, so he takes advantage of a lot of the southpaw orthodox advantages that southpaws have in those things, you know. And he has a rangy style, and he has a, what I like to call, I'm trying to find a better way of breaking this down. He has a point style kind of fighting style where he'll wait, bait, boom, boom. And if those two punches don't do the job, he'll either clinch or he'll use his legs. But obviously he's been able to do the job with the left hand, and ultimately guys, he gets the respect that he needs from guys. So he's very accurate also, you know, that comes with being, with having that style. You gotta be accurate, and you gotta be able to place shots, and you gotta be able to set shots up. So he's good at offensively setting his shots up, Adonis Stevenson, I mean. He's good at setting his shots up offensively. I just feel he has those lows where he doesn't have a constant style, you know? He'll constantly be doing something, maybe fainting, maybe gauging with his lead hand. He plays that game a lot, gauges his lead hand, and he'll shoot a left hand. He doesn't have that much of a right hook. Doesn't have that diverse of a style. He's very diverse with his left hand. Comes around, comes like a shovel punch, comes straight, and has a lot of power in it. Battle Jack has shown that he can get touched and he can get hurt. So that'll be interesting to see how he takes Adonis Stevenson power, who's a legit puncher at light heavyweight. which I would have to go back and check. I'm not too clear right now with Battle Jack's recent fights. I know he had a couple with James DeGale. And I know he had a cut. I forgot who was his most recent fight. Might have been the second James DeGale fight. I'm not sure. But I don't recall him facing any legit, big, powerful, light heavyweights with the kind of punching power that Adonis Stevenson has. So obviously, they have very contrasting styles where I wouldn't say very contrasting style. Battle Jack is still a good boxer. But he's more of a polished He's more of a polished skillsman on the inside. on the inside. He has a good jab. He can work it with a good jab. But a lot of his beautiful work comes in at a closer range than it does with Adonis Stevenson, who likes to keep that range and shoot those left hands, long left hands usually, you know, regardless of how they come around. So it'll be interesting to see if, because I appreciate and I like a lot of the nuances and small nuances and little defensive maneuvers and tricks that that Battle Jack has. He's real, real smooth with a lot of that work on the inside and being able to minimize guys' damage, being able to catch a lot of the punches, whether it's usually out of the high guard, you know, beautifully, does a beautiful job of catching those shots and coming back with short, strong counters. You know, he's been coming back with short, tight, strong counters on the inside after he's doing some of those catches, you know, so good catch and shoots on his part. But it'll be interesting because how is he going to be able to get that even range started? How is he going to, will Adonis Stevenson allow that to even happen? You know, will he be strong enough to clinch him up? Because Adonis Stevenson's going to have to clinch. Adonis Stevenson doesn't have that good of a game, similar to Sergey Kovalev, in that they you know, they shoot their shots once it's on inside. They slap you on the side of the head, hitting you around. You know, they're not methodically putting work on you. That's not where they're trying to do the bulk of their work. You know, Battle Jack is going to put a constant pressure on you and have you in exchanges. He's going to try to have you in prolonged, extended exchanges, you know? So it'll be interesting to see who has that tactical advantage there and then how that plays out once that occurs. Because who knows? Who knows? Maybe Adonis Stevenson does have the tactical advantage at first and you know, gets Battle Jack to fight his style, but the left hand doesn't start hurting Battle Jack as he thought it would. And then later in the rounds, Battle Jack can pose himself a little more. Or, you know, who knows? It'll be interesting to see. Will that inactivity affect Adonis Stevenson as much as I think it will? I think it will. You know, only time will tell. But I'm very excited for that bout. Just wanted to catch up with you guys and give you guys something. Trying to give, you know, put content out every day. Something I enjoy, especially something I'm passionate about. You know, game boxing is something I'm very passionate about. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And if you're on this East Coast with me, stay safe, stay dry, and take care, guys. Fight on, Warriors.